You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with Tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond radio show listeners.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities, and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org. Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Okay, we're back. Okay, we're here.
Okay.
This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And believe it or not, I'm your host. The name? Michael. My co-host to my right, Lynn Golder. On my left, Sheila Young. Behind the scenes, we have Chris Shaw and the fabulous Charlotte Massey. Folks, you want to call in, which I hope you do, 407-894-1680. This show, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This show is meant to be fun, entertaining, educational, and about employment. So if you need a job, keep on listening. And by the way, like I said before.
Is it working?
512, you mean 518. The phone number, well, this is a number that you can listen to the show only. Listen only. 518-712-0057. That number you can listen to in the United States and Canada. I understand last week it wasn't running in South Florida, but it's supposed to be running all the time. 518-712-0057. So anyway, folks, that number is for listen only.
If you're going to do your trivia, you have to do it now, Michael.
Okay. But anyway, folks, remember the name, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you want to write to me, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we're going to go right now to trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Okay? Tell me who's singing this song.
Coming from a rainy Thursday on the avenue. Thought I heard you talking softly. I turned on the lights, the TV, and the radio. Still I can't escape the ghost of you. What has happened to it all? Crazy summer day. Where is the light that I recognize? But I won't.
Okay, so who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Let me know. Who's singing the song?
Oh, real quickly, Michael, I want to wish Jennifer, a friend of mine who also listens to the show, a happy birthday. Her birthday's next week. And Shirley Roberts, a happy birthday.
Know,
her birthday
my
is next week.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Jennifer Shirley. And Shirley.
And while we're doing that, because I got to go home to her. So happy birthday to my wife.
Okay.
Oh, it's her birthday, too?
Her birthday this month as well. Hers is at the end of the month, but let me just do it now.
There you go. You got yourself covered.
Right. Y'all are my witness.
It's called I've Covered It.
Right.
Happy birthday, Nakia.
And Brother Jarrell's birthday is this month as well. All of our birthdays
are
this month. And Shanti's birthday is this month as well.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So all of our birthdays are in the month of January except for Glenn and Drina.
Wow. That's something.
It sucks to be them, right?
Yeah.
But you got to look at it like this, though. What can you do in the month of January for your birthday?
Because you can't go to the beach.
You can't. It's not a lot you can do.
Nope.
You just left Thanksgiving. You just left Christmas. You just left New Year's. So now you're waiting on your tax refund to come
right,
in.
Right, you're broke.
So what do? You go to Chuck E. Cheese and hang out.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody calling in so far for that song?
Not yet.
Wasn't that the song that was under 35?
That song is right at 37, 38.
Yeah. That song, but I'm saying it was done in 1990s. We played that song for somebody who's young that want to call in and see if you know the answer.
You know who know?
Yeah.
I know who knows, but
you can't win all the time.
Right, yeah. You got to get someone new to call in. 407-894-1680.
I know she knows.
She knows.
Yeah. Well, you know what? While we're waiting, I just want to tell everybody on the other side of the break, she's holding on, and this way I can introduce her now, get it all in. We have our guest caller, Kim Carr, and Kim is the director of the Parent Infant Program at the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind in St. Augustine, Florida. So we're really looking forward to talking to Kim for the first time on the air.
Okay, so let's put it this way. Since nobody's calling in yet, let's play another trivia. Right now, why?
You only have 2 minutes,
Michael. We'll go to it right now. Play the next trivia right now. 407-894-1680.
Oh, let us turn our thoughts today to Martin Luther King and recognize that there are ties between us, all men and women. Living on the earth, ties of hope and love, of sister and brother.
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
1 minute to call.
In our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. We are bound together by the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound and we are bound. There is a feeling like a clenching of a fist.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you blind or visually impaired and love to travel but hate trying to find your way back to your hotel room? Do you get frustrated trying to find your table in a crowded restaurant? Are you ever left searching for your favorite backpack? Let Foresight Augmented Reality FAR remove those obstacles and enable you to accurately find your desired location or belonging with your own FAR personal Bluetooth beacon. Get distant indicators as you count down to your destination. Travel or enjoy a night out with confidence and independence. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Buy your own FAR personal beacon online at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-890-1180. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. That's right, we are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. This is the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. I understand we had a caller and a winner, I understand. His name is Santana from Miami.
Uh-huh.
And he just won himself a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Congratulations, Santana.
I'm also going to send you a bracelet because he was a first-time caller.
Right.
Okay. We'll have to talk to
Santana
later.
We'll have to talk to him off the air, whatever. Right. Or we can call back.
Or next week.
That'd be wonderful. Let him call back. I'd like to talk to him after the guest. Anyway.
Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome Kim Carr, who is the director of the Parent Infant Program at the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind in St. Augustine, Florida. Welcome, Kim.
Welcome, Kim.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be online.
All right.
How is everyone?
We're good.
Nice and cold.
It's cold. It is cold. I'm in Jacksonville, and it's like 40 degrees here.
How many?
Freezing. What? 40.
40. Oh, it's a, you're
I
have
thought
a heat
she said
wave.
20.
That's a heat wave compared to us right now.
I prefer the warmer weather.
Yeah, Kim,
I
can't hear you very well, Kim. Kim, maybe you can talk closer to the phone. Or.
Okay, can you hear me a little bit better?
Can you hear Sheila? I'm not hearing her very well.
It's not real clear, but.
It's not real clear.
Huh, okay. Well, so, let me.
Are you on speakerphone?
I am not, but let me take you off my headphone.
Oh, that's.
That's probably what it is.
It doesn't sound good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on a minute.
All right, hold on. So Kim is calling in from Northern Florida.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah, by being in the headset, it tends to do that sometimes, depending on your location and where you are.
Bluetooth, so, I think, make a different sound than the regular connected.
Right. Right, the Bluetooth.
Okay, can
like,
you hear me better?
Oh, there she better. Is.
Completely much different. Better. Now we can hear you loud
okay,
and clear.
Okay, Kim, why don't you tell everybody what your role is and what is involved, the parent-infant program?
I would love to. Okay, well, again, as you just said earlier, that I am the director of the parent-infant program, and I have been doing this job for a little more than close to 10 years, and I love every aspect of it. The parent-infant program is housed in St. Augustine, but we provide home-based early intervention services for family and young children who are deaf and hard of hearing and visually impaired through the age 5. The Division of Blind Services provides us with the funding to service children in the Indian River, Okeechobee, St. Lucie, Martin, and Palm Beach counties. And this is at no cost to the families.
Wow.
And we have been serving these families for more than 15 years in this area. To qualify for our services, a child must have a documented bilateral eye condition, which with best correction results in a substantial impediment to the child's ability to learn. So if that child has any type of difficulty with learning or their visual, we take them. You know, our whole role is to make sure that these families get the best services that they can in order to provide the resources to these children and the families. So we get an eye report from the doctor, and based on what that eye report says, we provide these services. We have 11 parent advisors throughout those different counties that live and actually live and work in these communities, and they provide services to the families, and their role is to promote independence, developmental growth, pre-Braille skills, and O&M intervention. They conduct comprehensive assessments, functional vision screenings, O&M assessments, and they use these assessment results to provide the goals that the family needs. So if they see that a child, based on the assessment, has some issues with depth perception, they then work with this family on how to gain the skills to help this child with that condition. Most of my parent advisors have very vast backgrounds. Some of them are teachers of the visually impaired. They're O&M specialists. They have a background in social work, physical therapy, occupational therapy, child psychology, infant mental health, and other related fields. So we bring our parent advisors in with all different backgrounds. And then we train them. FSDB Parent Infant Program trains all the parent advisors because they all have to be certified in a nationally recognized curriculum. One is called Sky High. And Sky High is for professionals who work with children who are deaf and hard of hearing. And then there's VISA, and we provide two trainings for VISA. One is from birth to 3, and the other one is from 3 to 5. And those are for professionals around the state that work with children who are visually impaired. So we provide these trainings every year, and our parent advisors are certified in these trainings, and it's a requirement to become a parent advisor. They have to have this training.
Kim, what was this? The first one was Sky High, and what was the second one?
VISA, V-I-I-S-A.
And anybody can go and try to get certified?
Yes. Now, they have to have at least a bachelor's degree in order to. We've had parents and grandparents, as long as they had a bachelor's degree, and some type of related field, education, social work, or such of those, as long as they had a bachelor's degree, they're able to come in and take this training. We had a grandmother once that came in because she was going to be babysitting her grandson, and they just learned that he had an eye condition, and she wanted to learn more about what to do and how to work with her grandson. So she took the course. So she became certified in this training. So it really could be anyone, but mostly it's professionals that do this. We get most of our referrals from ophthalmologists and through our local early steps and some of the local intervention services in the area. We provide monthly activities for the families to connect, such as we bring them together
every month. I must say my parent advisors there are phenomenal. They meet every month and they provide a outreach activity for the families. They've gone to the zoo, to the library, they've done pumpkin patch activities, they've gone to the splash park, and it just always brings the families together. Because when a family first learns that their child has this eye condition, it's devastating. So then they learn to meet other families, especially families that who has a child with the same condition, they're able to connect. And once they're able to connect, then they become lifelong friends. And they provide each other with resources, so they go beyond what we could even do. So these are some of the things that these families and the parent advisors get together with their families to do. We also have a contract from DBS to serve families in 8 counties surrounding Gainesville and 5 counties surrounding Jacksonville. So that's pretty much about our program. Again, it's a program that's near and dear to my heart. I used to actually be a parent advisor when I worked for the Lighthouse in Orlando. And then I came to FSCB.
That's why the name
That's why I know your name.
I did. Yeah, right?
Sheila's saying, I know that name.
I kept telling Lynn. I said, I know her. I know that name. And that's where I know you from.
That's where you know me from. Right. So then I moved on to, you know, the St. Augustine, and I got this position here. So really, I was able to take the knowledge that I learned from them and be able to build a program that is just, it's just gone beyond that, what I could ever think. Right now, we have about 55 babies that we see within all those different counties.
Wow.
And 55. every month, we get more, more. And it's just a great program.
Kim, do you go to their homes also?
We go to their home. We provide home-based intervention services. Mm-hmm. So it's done on a weekly basis. So every week, we have a parent advisor that's actually going into the home. And they're there for about an hour. They go to the doctor's appointments with the families. They go to their IFSPs, you know, which is their individual family service plans. They go to their IEPs with their individual educational plan meetings. It's whatever the family's needs are. We really try to provide that for our families because they don't know. They don't know what to do. This is all new to them. So because our parent advisors are, they're taught, and they too themselves have a compassion and a desire to learn and to do and to work with these families, they become almost like family to these families.
Kim, I have to interrupt. We have a couple of people on the line that want to talk to you. Chris, why don't you bring them on?
Hey, Kim, how you doing? Happy New
I'm
Year
good.
To you. Listen, I have Paula, and you know Paula.
I know Paula.
We got Paula on the phone line. Paula, are you there?
Yes, I sure am.
Hey, Paula, how you doing? Happy New Year to you as well.
Oh, thank you so much. To you, too.
Did you want to ask Kim a question?
No, I really don't have a question. I just heard Kim Carr, talking about this exciting program that we have. And I am a parent advisor, a regional coordinator for the program. So I just kind of thought I'd call in and see if I can add anything to it. In the sense, you know, Kim was talking about the home visits and the parent get-togethers that we do. Hello?
I said, do you listen to our radio show?
Yes, I am, yeah. And now I put it on mute, otherwise I thought it would not be good for my phone.
She
I don't
the
know.
Radio down. Yeah.
So
you're a parent, you're in the parent advisor program?
I am a parent advisor and regional coordinator here in West Palm Beach. I work under Kim. Kim knows me very well.
Yes.
Well,
we love Paula. Paula
thank
does an amazing job.
And can I just ask, I'm not sure. Okay. So as I was saying, you know, we are definitely have built a very nice parent group down here. I heard Kim mentioning earlier about the connections between parents, and it's just amazing when you see when the parents get together the knowledge that I share with each other and the support that I have for each other. It's a very important part of the program that we have down here. And I just wanted to give my two cents since I heard Kim there. I don't know if there is anything particular you would like to know about.
Well, we certainly appreciate you giving your input because it is very important. I work with blind and visually impaired children in Orange County.
And oh, okay.
Yeah, I work at Princeton Elementary, and we get them from the age of 3 to 5th grade. And, you know, the parental knowledge is so important because you're right, Kim, with what you said. When a parent realizes their child is blind or visually impaired, they are at a loss. They don't know how to deal with it. And it what you're doing for the parents is amazing. So keep up the great work.
Hey, Paula, Kim.
Thank you.
I have we have about 3 minutes before we go to break, and I have one more caller that wants to get in on this conversation as well. So I don't know what you got going on down in the Palm Beach area in the 561, but whatever it is,
it's working.
Right. It's blowing up. Carol, are you there, Carol?
Oh, hey, Carol.
I am. I'm here.
So, hello,
look, Carol, welcome to the party.
In 3 minutes, Carol, what do you have to say?
I work with the families, too. Okay. I'm a parent advisor. And I'm the outreach coordinator, and I work in the Palm Beach area as well. And I do the home visits, and I even serve some families in their daycare sites and attend some of those appointments that Kim talked about.
Well, you all sound like a great team.
And thank you for all listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Station. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll have you back again for sure.
Thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity to be able to share what great work our parent advisors are doing in this particular area.
Well, and congratulations to all of you.
Kim, why don't you give the contact information for everybody out there in Florida in your areas?
Okay. For that particular area, Paula, who you just heard from, is our regional coordinator. So if you have anyone that wants to make a referral, you would call her directly. So her number is 561-441-6333.
And that's Paula?
Paula, okay. Yes.
And what about
Carol?
Carol, I'm losing track here.
Carol, can you give them your number? I don't have it off the top of my hand. Sure. 561-889-5237.
Say it again.
561-889-5237.
So they cover all the many counties.
And what about you, Kim?
Doing a great job as a parent. At the same time, thank you for listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Kim, could you give your contact number real fast, and we'll say goodbye to Paul and Carol.
Okay. It's Kim. 904.
Yes.
904-827-2232.
Okay.
And if anyone is interested in the visa training or the insight training, please let me know.
Well, we thank you for calling, Kim, and being joined by Paul and Carol. That was fun. And
thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, ladies.
Kim, we'll talk to you again soon.
Wait, hold on. Kim, you know how to party real hard down there.
Yeah.
So we're going
like
to have to do something else one day.
We'll have to have a little more time. Well, Kim,
thank you, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome. That was great.
That was cool.
Listen, folks, we've had some people calling in as part of the trivia, and they weren't on the air. After the next break, I want to talk to, if I could get Charlotte, if you can call that person back, the one from St. Louis, like to speak to them, since she knew the answer, and we'll tell them what she wanted off the air. And I want to thank the fellow from Miami. What's his name? Santana.
Yeah, it was Santana.
I need to win a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Glinda.
He's going to get a bracelet for a first-time caller.
Not yet.
Oh, he's not on yet.
Not yet. All right, so those were our two trivia personnel that called in and won. Cyro Santana? CIRO
from Miami.
From Miami, and Glenda Pruton from St. Louis, Missouri. That name sounds so familiar.
Yeah, Charlotte. See if
she's called before.
She's called before.
And okay. Santana, I think, called once before.
If they either one can call back, I'd like to hear from them. They can call back. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075. Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities, and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music, hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ah.
to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This show, in case you're tuning in for the first time, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Right now, I want to welcome Bill McCann from Dancing Dots. Bill McCann, you there?
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hello. Hello, Michael. Hello, Lynn.
Hi. How say hi you? To Sheila.
Hey, hi, Bill. Sheila. How are you?
Hi, Sheila.
So yes, tell us about Dancing Dots.
Dancing Dots is fine. we're gearing up to head down your way. Actually, we're going to be coming down to the ATIA conference in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
It starts up on the 30th of this month. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll get to see you guys. We're also very happy to have my friend Emmanuel Chassin. He's a longtime user of all of our products. He's finishing up his music degree, and he's also has a minor in special education, and he's on the line with us. So I thought it'd be nice to talk to him about his experiences in general, just trying to get his degree as a blind guy, and also somebody who's using pretty much all the products we've ever had. So hello, Emmanuel. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good night.
How you doing?
Hi, Emmanuel. Nice to meet you.
Doing great. Doing great. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. So tell us about your experience with Dancing Dots and the different components of the software.
Well, I'm a music major at UCF. I'll be graduating this May.
UCF.
Central Florida Knights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Go Knights.
Yeah, Tarzan. So I use, you know, everything that pretty much Dancing Dots offers pretty much to get through my daily life as a musician and schoolwork. So basically, anything to do with notation, and there's a software named Lime that works with another software named Goodfeel. And you can use that to read your music in Braille, but also have your music in print so you can share it with sighted professors. And, you know, I just basically use it just to do my schoolwork, write charts for other professionals that I work with, and basically everyday musician's life. But it's great because obviously I'm 100% blind. I'm, you know.
What do you play, Emmanuel? What instrument?
I play the drum set.
All right.
And a little bit of piano. So, you know, I have taken a bunch of music theory classes in my college career, and that's what I use Lime and Goodfeel and everything that Dancing Dots offers to obviously get through these classes.
That's very exciting for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so cool to have a guy like him. You know, he's doing what I did decades ago, and he's, you know, he's doing it with tools that I only dreamed about at the time, you know, to be able, for example, like with our software, Emmanuel's able to do his music theory homework independently prepared, then just hit the print button, and the teacher gets to see the music in print, staff notation. Whereas when I was in music school, I had to sit down with some of my readers who turned into writers and say, okay, the first note is second line G, it's a half note, you know, and it was really very painstaking, you know, and he can just sit down and play it in or type it in, hit the print button, and he's done his homework.
And it's probably a whole lot less time than it took you, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, I'm going to have to think it is. I remember when I was graduating my senior year, I wrote a 8-minute arrangement for our jazz band, and I estimate I took about 80 hours to dictate all the notes to a good friend who very patiently wrote them down. So,
wow.
Have you ever done any projects like that, Emmanuel? I know you've done some stuff with audio recording. Have you done any like charts for big band or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the electives that I took not too long ago was Jazz Theory 1 and Jazz Theory 2. Mm-hmm. And And obviously, like, one of the components of those classes to be able to write ahead, as they know it in the jazz world, which is basically the melody, and write a chord progressions to it. So one of our assignments was to do that and print it out and bring it to each of the class member on the correct clef. And this probably would have taken Bill probably back in the day 2-3 weeks worth of work in time. It took me probably a weekend, you know, which is a regular. And that's coming out with the music and everything. The computer time is just next to nothing if you know what you're doing. And it takes practice to learn the software, but as soon as you get it, it's absolutely great. That's, I mean, then the sky is the limit.
That's wonderful. Very exciting for both of you. One for you, Bill, as the person that is the creator of this software, and then for Emmanuel for being able to be successful in his school. So that is just wonderful.
Yeah, it makes it all worthwhile, you know, when I meet up with a guy like him and hear about his experiences. And so, Emmanuel, what's the next step for you? I know you're going to get your degree. What are you thinking you're going to do with all this good education?
Well, I mean, as you know, as any good musician, I'm already involved in several different projects here in Orlando and throughout town. I also do some production with some artists. I do commercials from some several radio stations around here. And you know, but I'm still at school. I'm finishing about my major and my minor. My minor's on special exceptional education. And you know, I just want to, you know, I want to teach, maybe teach to blind students. Basically this, like when I was learn everything about software and music, Braille software and production software, there was basically nobody like me around that I could call. And, you know, there was Bill and stuff, but obviously he's the head of a company. He's obviously developing all this stuff. And I just want to put this stuff out there and be able to help other blind individuals to, like, really, you know, because music is a great thing. And it should be, if somebody wants to do music, even for fun, they should be able to do it. And, but, you know, basically that's what I'm doing right now. I plan in the future, you know, just keep working on my music and my craft, and I can teach, I'm producing, I'm already working at it. So it's, you know, the only reason it sounds crazy is because, you know, it's like, what are you going to do in the future? But it's like, wait, well, you know, I haven't graduated, but I'm already working in the future. I'm already doing it.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Are you getting to play drums much live?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a jazz trio, and, you know, we do little events, weddings and such, and I'm also a DJ, so I get to do some of that as well. So, you know, got the whole package, you know what I mean? That's why you got to be.
Yeah, that's what I call the portfolio approach. You know, you do a little teaching, you do a little recording, you do a little writing, arranging, and
right.
The next thing you know, you're pretty much making a living, but it's different than a lot of fields.
Gentlemen, we have somebody who is also a musician. He's going to have to make a quick call. But anyway, welcome, David, our co-host.
Welcome, David.
Hi, David.
I was wondering where he was. Yeah.
Hello, guys. I've been enjoying sitting back and listening and learning, and it's exciting to hear about all the different Braille software that I knew was out there, but it never really knew exactly what it did. So it's cool, especially being totally blind and using Braille. But I just wanted to mention I'm a faithful cake talking user front that was produced by Dancing Dots, and it's still basically the gold standard for accessible software for recording. And it is really awesome that Bill and the rest of the guys made that software so that we actually have an opportunity to be able to have access to this kind of recording stuff. I would have never thought it possible, you know, 10 years ago to be able to do some of the stuff that I can do now.
Right, even today. Sorry, Bill. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I was just going to say I appreciate that, and I just want to drop the name David Pinto, because David Pinto was really creative force behind Cake Talking. We sold and supported Cake Talking, but David really made it happen. Sadly, that product's kind of at the end of life right now for a number of technical and business reasons, but it got a lot of people, like my friend Emmanuel here, too.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I use Cape Talk. Yeah, that's seen that great help.
And I'm going to keep using it as long as I can,
thanks,
along
David.
With
it. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, things are moving so fast, though, like, in this field that even mainstream softwares like Logic are becoming available for blind people. And that right there is a game changer.
Well, Emmanuel, we wish you the best of luck. It's at UCF and beyond. And Bill, thank you for calling in and telling everybody once again about Dancing Dots. Why don't you quickly, Bill, give the contact information before we say goodnight.
Sure. You can check out www.dancingdots.com. And you can call us in the office, 610-783-6692. We'd love to talk to you. And again, we'll be down in Orlando, ATIA, from January 30 through February 2nd, booth 217. We'd love to say hello. If you can come in, the exhibit hall is free for admission. So just come on in.
All right. Well,
thank you so much,
thanks,
gentlemen.
David H.,
and
for calling
he's still
in.
On our website, so you can always look up our blindandbeyondradioshow.org website.
It's on our website.
Check out Dancing Dots.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Good luck to everybody.
Okay.
Good luck, fellas. Right.
Good night, Mel.
Good night. Okay,
right,
we're going to go to break.
You want a break? That was Dancing Dots. Check them out. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind is a tuition-free state public school and outreach center available to eligible pre-K and K-12 students who are deaf, hard of hearing, blind, visually impaired, or deafblind. At FSDB, students learn how to do more, be more, and achieve more, fulfilling our vision of preparing them for a lifetime of success. FSDB gratefully accepts private donations to support vital programs that directly benefit the students and are not paid by state general revenue funds. To learn more about eligibility for enrollment or arrange for a campus tour, contact FSDB Parent Services at 904-827-2212 voice or call 904-201-4527 video phone. For more information, visit www.fsdb.k12.fl.us.
Pilot Dogs has helped the blind and visually impaired discover independence and self-reliance since 1950. Our campus-based training in Columbus, Ohio, will give you the confidence and expertise to navigate new environments or explore your current one. With the largest selection of guide dog breeds in the country, we can match you with the breed that best fits your lifestyle. Pilot Dogs covers all expenses related to training, including transportation to and from our campus, room and board, and the cost of the guide dog or O&M training course. These expenses are covered by Pilot Dogs for all clients that reside in the United States. If you would like more information on our guide dog program or our orientation and mobility program, please contact us at pilotdogs.org or by calling 614-221-6367. Pilot Dogs is an accredited member of the International Guide Dog Federation.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had 3 guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I hope you had a nice time listening to the show. I hope you learned something.
It was a very informative show tonight.
Hope you got informed. And folks, if you'd like to write to us, which I hope you do, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Love to hear from you. Maybe you can write to us. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And Michael,
yes,
I'd like to tell everybody that next week in the studio, speaking of David H., David Hillebrandt will be in here with us. And June Robbins will be calling in from Envision America if you're interested in the talking prescription bottles.
Oh,
that'll
wow.
Be, yep.
Oh,
and
good.
Also, since January is National Glaucoma Awareness Month, Dr. Craig Skolnick, our friend Dr. Skolnick in Jupiter, Florida, from Skolnick Eye Institute, will be calling in, joining us, and he will be discussing glaucoma. So it's going to be another wonderful show next Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sheila, thank you so much. Sheila,
you are very welcome.
And early happy birthday.
Thank you.
And Chris.
Yes, ma'am.
Happy birthday.
Aw, you guys are the best. Thank you, guys.
Aww.
And you heard off the air, you got Shirley from Orlando
yes.
now. Otherwise, of. Shirley from Ohio. Right. Wish you happy
right.
birthday.
Right, Shirley from Ohio.
And yeah. in honor of Martin Luther King Day tomorrow, Chris and I got together, and we're going to play a very well-known song that everybody knows. Ooh, he's saying, ooh, where is it? Chris, where is it? He's going to get that ready and play it as we go off the air.
That will be going off the air with that
yes.
Martin Luther King song.
We're looking forward to talking to everybody next Sunday. Same time, same place.
Stay well. God bless you all. Love you,
you got
all.
Got it, Chris?
Keep on listening.
It's coming.
Yeah.
As of right now, 17-14 for the game. 17-14 for the game. New England.
Okay.
Actually, you probably don't have time, Chris. Oh, okay.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
God
everybody.
Bless you all. Listen to this song. God bless. Take care. Good night.
Anybody here see my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone?